gift. We have been given this kingdom of God, this forever kingdom, this kingdom that will last forever. This kingdom that is within you. This kingdom that is here, that is now. What a great blessing. Do we take it for granted? God, I hope we don't. I pray we don't take it for granted. It's so wonderful to see on a Thursday night so many of God's children meeting together in His kingdom to worship His great and holy name. Isn't it wonderful?
Amen.
If you're like us, like Brother Paul said, there's so few at our church. When we have a visitor, we're just so thrilled. Just absolutely thrilled when we have a visitor to come and be with us. But this kingdom that is here now, it's not something that's coming when the Lord returns again. It's something that we enjoy here now. The scriptures likens it to a treasure. Isn't it supposed to be the greatest treasure in our lives?
Absolutely.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's supposed to be the priority in our lives. It's supposed to come first. And it's a question you need to ask yourself. Look in the mirror and ask that question. Does it come first in my life? If the answer is no, you got some work to do. It's supposed to come first in our life. This kingdom that God has given us to enjoy while we travel here in this life, it's supposed to come first. It's the greatest treasure we have in this life.
Amen.
This kingdom of God. And I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, that if we have a kingdom, and I believe the scriptures tells us without a doubt that we have a kingdom here and now,
absolutely,
then we have a king.
Yes,
he's on his throne, and he's reigning today. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? We have a king. Let me read just a few verses of scripture here in the Psalms, in the 24th Psalms, if you'll turn with me. I won't stand but just a few minutes here. In the 24th Psalms, we find these words. 7th verse, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He fought the greatest battle that's ever been fought. We can't fathom the battle that he fought on that cross. We can't fathom the darkness that our God poured out on him. But he fought that battle for me and you. Isn't that wonderful to think on? That we have a king and he fought that battle for me and you. Comfort ye my people, saith the Lord. Let me read that. I got that written down and I surely can't remember the it's in Isaiah 40th chapter, if you want to turn to it. Isaiah 40, 1 and 2. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. That warfare has been accomplished. It's done. It's at an end. Like our king said, it is finished. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
And in Psalms, we see again, lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Isn't that wonderful? Since the dawn of time, God's children, these old bodies have been going back to the dust, and in soul and spirit, we've been going home to the Lord. This great host, one day, he's going to return. And he's going to bring that host. And he's going to raise these old bodies from the graves. And those that remain will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And then he will take us that remain in the air, in the clouds, to meet him in the clouds. And we will forever be with our King. I heard somebody ask, where are we going from there? Where are we going from there? Well, I can tell you one thing. You want to know where heaven is? It's where our King is. But I believe he's going to take us right back through those gates.
Yeah.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Bow with us and we'll say a word of prayer. Our great God, our Lord, our Savior, Lord, we come today realizing that we are nothing. Lord, we are less than nothing. Realizing, O God, that all of our help cometh from Thee and from Thee alone. We ask Thee, O God, to be in our midst. Bless this service, O Lord. Be with us. Bless us. Bless us in the days to come. Lord, we just want to praise Thee. We want to worship Thee, our God. And we ask Thee, be with us. We need Thee, O God. We need Thee every day. And we need Thee every hour. Bless us now. Bless these men as they come forth to proclaim Thy word. Give them a ready thought of mind that they may bring forth the word that they have studied. Give us ears to hear. Give us hearts to understand, that we may be able to grasp this message and use it, dear Lord, in our daily lives. Forgive us for our many, many sins. Bless us, dear God. Forgive us, O Lord, for all our sins, all our shortcomings. We ask these blessings in the name of our great God, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And for His sake, may it be granted. And amen.
Amen.
Amen.